Hey guys, hope you're having a wonderful day or evening or night, wherever you're listening to this show. Got another great show for you today where I have a conversation with Dr. Ronald Mann. And Dr. Ronald Mann has an extensive background and lots of experience in helping others awaken to the true realization of their deeper self on both a psychological and spiritual level. He practiced as a clinical psychologist for more than 30 years and helped junior and adult golfers as a sport psychologist, and has provided leadership training and executive coaching worldwide, in addition to writing 6 books, one of which was an LA Times bestseller. And today, Ron and I talk about how to create the love that you want. And I really enjoyed his kind of different perspective, a more spiritual approach. Ron has been a dedicated meditator for 40 years. So we talk about meditation, how to change yourself in order to change your vibration and attract the things that you want in life, if that's a partner or a new partner, or kind of to create the change with your current relationship. Really just a lot of great insight and tools on how you have the power to create the love that you want. I think I talk about it a lot on the show with my guests, and it can't be stressed enough, because if you're listening to this, you're wanting to improve your relationship, and maybe you're frustrated with where it's at, that your partner is not doing the things that you want them to, or they're not dedicated to learning, or maybe they're listening to this with you, which is great, but you still don't have to wait for them. You can create the love that you want. Or if you're single, you can create the love that you want. It really starts within us, like a lot of things in our life. And I think that's an important realization that I'm constantly trying to internalize myself. It's easier said than done, like a lot of these things, but we're here trying to do that work. So as always, I appreciate you tuning in, listening to the show, telling your friends and family. Really appreciate it, guys. Enjoy today's show. Hi, Ron. Thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
My pleasure.
Today, we're going to dive into the extensive work that you've done in the field of love and relationships. And we're going to talk about how to create the love that you want. And I thought a good place for us to start would be to have you share with our listeners a little bit about the work that you've done, and certainly the comprehensive study and what led you to create the Love Factor Inventory.
Sure. It's my pleasure to be here, and I appreciate this, Chase, very much. My background in terms of my work, and I did a lot of education. I have a master's degree in education. I have a PhD in psychology. I practiced as a licensed clinical psychologist for more than 30 years. I had private practices in Beverly Hills, Northern California, Sacramento. And I transitioned out of the mental health world and got into the corporate world when managed care took over and pretty much ruined it as a business. Along the way, I began to specialize with death and dying and had a spiritual awakening with Elizabeth Kubler-Ross many years ago. So that got me on the path of yoga and meditation. And so I've got kind of a twofold path there. One is a licensed clinical psychologist doing traditional psychotherapy with kids, families, couples, adults. And then I got involved with deep meditation through the teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda and Kriya Yoga. Been meditating for 40 years. My first book was an attempt to share with the public and professionals what I had learned through this direct perception. And the book is called Sacred Healing, Integrating Spirituality with Psychotherapy. It was on the LA Times bestseller list. And it basically talks about the power of consciousness. And when you bring that into the healing process, things speed up dramatically. So my life has been kind of along the path of helping people awaking and trying to help them make the world a better place. I've done a bunch of other things too, but I'm concerned about the time, so I'm not going to go into all that other stuff. But they're noteworthy. World peace projects in the Soviet Union, teaching in India, some other things. So when I was practicing as a psychologist, and I was already a few years into my spiritual awakening, I really saw the power of love. And it came more from my psychological training that resulted in my spiritual awakening. The working with terminally ill kids opened up a whole new world for me. And my spiritual realizations gave me a direct perception of a kind of love that I'd never felt as a regular human being growing up in a religious family. But nevertheless, I didn't feel real love until I started going deep into meditation and feeling this overwhelming consciousness. Started with Jesus, actually, even though I was brought up Jewish. And I felt a love for humanity and an understanding and a direct perception of how we're all interconnected. And so as a psychologist, every day I'm having to make decisions about people's capacity to relate with each other and engage in these deeper capacities for love. And because of my background as a psychologist, I had a lot of training in assessment. I did a lot of that professionally. So I understood the power of assessments. I had a little bit of research background, got some good consultants on that, and devised an assessment system called the Love Factor Inventory that looks at people's capacity for the development and the sustaining of intimate personal relationships. So I like the name, the Love Factor Inventory. And I developed scales that basically assess the kinds of things that every day I would look at: compassion, friendship, intimacy, kind of a masculine, feminine dimension, primitive self, how comfortable are people with their inner life and the shadow material, level of psychological adjustment, self-respect, sensitivity and spirituality, and trust. It's an interesting test because it actually measures one's experience of spirituality, not just their belief. And so I did a national research study, gave it to a few thousand people across the United States. Subsequently, it was translated into Mandarin Chinese, and I have norms in the Chinese community out of Taiwan. And so it's a powerful way to get a quick look at how you're doing in everyday life on the dimensions that really impact our capacity to be a loving individual and a good partner in a relationship.
Certainly, having a meditation practice and having done it for 40 years, as you said, is going to reap a lot of benefits. Someone listening that wants to tap into that ability to love, to feel that universal love for humanity, as you mentioned, and spirituality, how can they begin that journey? If it might feel a bit daunting, you know, it's like, I got to meditate for decades in order to get there. How would you encourage them to think about it in order to cultivate those things and improve their outlook?
Great question, Chase. I think there's two levels of approach. One is introspection and self-awareness. We cannot change what we're totally unaware of, right? So the first thing is awareness. So I like the instrument because the self, the Love Factor Inventory gives you a degree of awareness about the dimensions in everyday life that relate to spirituality that would help you expand your capacity to not only love yourself, but love other human beings. And the key element in deepening your capacity to love is stop looking outside of yourself. Many people go, oh, I'm looking for the perfect partner. you know, I just can't find the right person, or what does it take to find the right person? Well, the real issue is, are you the right person? If somebody showed up in your life who was the kind of person you'd really want to be with, would they want to be with you? So change starts from within. So the first thing is to look inside and get a realistic picture of where you're at. At the level of opening up your heart and realization of the soul, it does not take 40 years to have a spiritual experience. It can happen, and typically does, more in the beginning, because God wants you to get interested in this, and oftentimes we'll get spiritual experiences in the beginning that will lead us to making a commitment on the spiritual path. There's a phenomenal book that's called The Autobiography of a Yogi, and it's written by Paramahansa Yogananda. It's a classic in spiritual literature. Many people have had their lives transformed just by reading this book. So one way to begin would be to read the book and see if his life story and the stories about the saints in India and consciousness, he really talks about the integration of the teachings that come out of yoga and Christ teachings that come out of the Bible. And so it's not just an Eastern approach. It's an integrated, it's not a religion. It's basically an understanding. And you don't have to be on that path, but it might give you some idea of the power and the value of deeper realization. People could also go to my website, ronmann.com. There's two. The test is located at lovefactorinventory.com. And I have a website called ronmann.com that has a ton of information about consciousness and spiritual development. There's a meditation CD that I made a long time ago that's got fabulous music in the background, made by a gifted artist, Aria David, and a guided meditation. It goes for about 30 minutes. And it's an MP3 download. I think it costs like $8 or something. It's really cheap. But it will help you begin to go within. So it's a tool that will facilitate a beginning meditation. If you just meditate 5 or 10 minutes a day, your life will change. And as you meditate more and you begin to discover the peace and the love and the joy that's within, you'll just want to spend more time meditating because it feels so good. And as your heart begins to open, you'll find that you have a deeper capacity to care about people, to forgive people, to stop judging people, and to unconditionally love and have a desire to serve people and help make the world a better place. So if somebody was just starting, I'd say, you know, read my book, Sacred Healing. Definitely read Yogananda's book. Find some meditation techniques that are good. Just because someone says they're meditating doesn't mean that they have good techniques. Oftentimes, people say, oh, yes, I'm very spiritual. I meditate. I say, well, what do you do? Well, I meditate when I'm in the shower. Or I meditate when I'm riding my bike. So I always would tell people, well, those are great things to do. I think it's good to take a shower and it's good to get exercise and ride your bike. But traditionally, that is not meditation. Meditation is designed to help you withdraw the life force energy within. So it uses the breath as it relates to controlling life force energy. And as you internalize that and bring that energy into your spine and then up into the higher centers of the brain, that's where you start having deeper spiritual experiences. So I think the beginning phase is simple. Surround yourself with people who are loving and have a desire to help other people.
I want to go back to what you mentioned about looking outside of yourself for love and just kind of emphasize how important I think that is, because I think a lot of times we talk about conflict resolution on the show and just relationships, obviously. And I feel often we look to our partner, in my personal experience, and this is what they're doing. This is why we're disconnected. This is why we're fighting. I'm right. They're wrong. And oftentimes, or maybe a single person listening, you know, if I could just find the right person for me and to make me happy. And it's really about looking at ourselves first and how, if we're in conflict, how can we make things better? How can we do things differently, show up differently? And that requires introspection and awareness, as you said, and cultivating that. So I just think it's so powerful. And we started the show with the topic of how to create the love you want. And I think that's foundational to it, to realize that it's really up to you to create the love that you want.
That's right. I can't agree with you more when you talk about it begins within. You know, the more you can focus within and change yourself, it happens through magnetism. Consciousness is energy. And so when you change yourself, your vibration changes. You will draw to you different kind of people. So if you don't like what's going on in your life, change yourself and your life will change.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by Quip. Good health starts with good habits, and Quip makes it easy by delivering all the oral care essentials you need to care for your mouth. I've been using my Quip electric toothbrush for years now, so I can say that I am one of their 7 million extremely satisfied customers. Their timed sonic vibrations with 30-second pauses allows you to make sure you're brushing for the dentist-recommended 2 minutes. It's a lightweight and sleek design with no wires or bulky chargers to weigh you down. They also have a kid's brush, which Stella loves. It's super easy for her to hold and easy for her to turn on and off. Their reusable handles come in a range of sleek metal hues, including the best-selling all black and all pink, as well as their bright plastic colors if you're looking for that pop of color on your bathroom counter. In addition to their brush, Quip also has anti-cavity toothpaste in mint or watermelon that helps you prevent cavities, refillable mouthwash that's a 4x concentrate, plus good for you and good for the planet, and 2 types of floss. Floss string that expands to clean, and reusable floss picks that replaces over 180 disposable picks with every refill. And my favorite thing about Quip is that they also deliver new brush heads, fresh floss, toothpaste, mouthwash, and gum refills every 3 months from $5. Shipping is free, so you can save money and skip the hustle and bustle of in-store shopping. Quip is the first electric toothbrush accepted by the American Dental Association. They're backed by over 10,000 dental professionals and have over 20,000 verified 5-star reviews. If you go to getquip.com/I do right now, you'll get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/I do, spelled GETQUIP.com/I do. Quip, the good habits company. Today's episode is also brought to you by Native. I love the smells of the season, and thanks to Native's new seasonal scents, my favorite scents are with me wherever I go. And yes, I am talking about their amazing deodorant. Native's deodorant is formulated with ingredients you have actually heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. Native's deodorant never uses aluminum, parabens, or sulfates, but still keeps you smelling amazingly fresh all day long. With classics and rotating seasonals, Native has a deodorant scent for everyone, including their new holiday-inspired collection, Candy Cane, Sugar Cookie, and Fresh Mistletoe. I have a major sweet tooth, and I love the smell of fresh baked cookies, so I am loving their sugar cookie scent right now. Native isn't just good for you, it is also good for the planet too. They have a deodorant made from 100% paperboard packaging. They are vegan and never test on animals. And I'm not the only one that is loving Native. They have over 15,000 5-star reviews. I know you're going to love them too. Keep the scents of the season with you with Native's limited time holiday scented deodorants. Go to nativedeo.com/IDO20 or use the promo code IDO20 at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/IDO20 or use the promo code IDO20 at checkout for 20% off your first order. Today's episode is also brought to you by Like a Kitten. Has your sex life fallen into the same old dull routine? After being in a long-term relationship, that's totally normal. But I have great news for you. You can break those habits with a fun, sexy box from Like a Kitten. Like a Kitten will ship you a gift box with all your favorite erotic essentials, from vibrators and massage oils to robes and handcuffs. It's your one-stop shop for a perfect evening. This month, they're helping you choose your own adventure with their BYOB box, aka Build Your Own Box. You get to choose one item out of each of their six categories, from toys, beauty products, lubes and cleansers, games, sexy accessories, and lingerie. Within each category, you have 8 or more products you can choose from, so you can build an experience that's customized to your specific desires. For example, a few items that I picked were the Naughty or Nice game, a satin robe, an aromatherapy candle, and some amazing massage oil. I've gotten a few of the Like a Kitten boxes, but being able to pick my favorite items has definitely been the most fun. And not only is it so much fun, but it is a great sexy activity to do with your partner. It can help build the excitement for what's to come. What's amazing is that the box only cost $69, and some of the vibrators alone retail for more than $69. So the entire box of 6 gifts is such a great deal. And what is also so cool is that a portion of all the sales goes to charities that focus on women's empowerment, education, and health. So you feel good about feeling good. Right now, Like a Kitten is offering our listeners 20% off and free shipping when they go to likeakitten.com/IDO or enter the code IDO at checkout. Just go to likeakitten.com/IDO or use the code IDO to get 20% off these incredible boxes. likeakitten.com/IDO. The link is also in the episode description. Today's episode is also brought to you by Let's Get Checked. Let's talk about safe sex. Did you know over 1 million sexually transmitted infections are acquired every day worldwide? And 51% of people don't get tested because they don't want to bring up sex or STDs in discussion with their healthcare provider. Well, thanks to our sponsor, Let's Get Checked, you are covered. Let's Get Checked is an at-home testing company that makes it easy and confidential to take an STD test from the comfort of your home without the awkwardness or uneasiness of visiting a clinic or a healthcare professional. They also provide free medication for certain diseases if you test positive. So here's how Let's Get Checked works. You simply go to their site, order a sexual health testing kit, and it arrives to your door in a small, discreet package. From there, you do a small finger prick and send the sample back to their lab with a prepaid shipping label. In 2 to 5 days, you'll get your results, and a Let's Get Checked nurse will be available to discuss your results with you if you'd like their feedback. Once your results are available, they will also be reviewed by a physician and released onto your online dashboard. If your results are positive, their team of nurses will contact you and guide you through the next steps. They also provide free medication straight to your door. Their clinical team will arrange for this to be sent to your home if required, so there's no need to visit a drugstore or clinic. If you're sexually active, you should be getting tested at least annually. Let's Get Checked has 3 different STD tests. Let's Get Checked laboratories are CLIA approved, which are the highest ranking levels of accreditation. The company has performed over 2 million at-home tests. They keep your information and results confidential. Even better, our listeners get 30% off their entire order with the promo code ADVICE. Just visit letsgetchecked.com and enter the code ADVICE, ADVICE, at checkout to ensure you and your significant other are staying safe.
What would you say to someone who has a partner and they're working on themselves, but their partner is really not trying to cultivate that introspection and awareness, and it just feels like they're very unaware? Now, I think I kind of know what your answer is. It's still focus on yourself, but how can someone communicate with their partner, or should they communicate with their partner in a situation like that?
Well, it's a great question, because it's not unusual in a relationship, especially if it's over time. People change and grow, and sometimes it happens at different rates. And so if for some reason you have begun some process of awakening and your partner has not, the best thing that you can do is to share what you're doing, because if you're spending time in meditation, it might help them to know what you're doing so they don't feel totally left out, even though they don't want to meditate or participate. But there is something very powerful that you can do, and it's prayer. Prayer is basically a thought filled with devotion and an intention, a desire to help somebody. So if you just pray for your partner, surround them in light, see them feeling more love, closer to God, more uplifted.
You don't have to even tell them you're doing it. And certainly trying to talk somebody into doing
this kind of process typically does not help. People are going to feel like you're trying to control them or you don't accept them. I think the capacity to love your partner where he or she is at, I mean, if you do have a good relationship and you do actually love that person, then it becomes a greater test of unconditional love. Now, assuming that they're at least supportive of what you're doing, if they're giving you a lot of aggravation, saying, oh, I think it's stupid, it's junk, you know, I don't want you to meditate, I don't do it, then it becomes a different kind of problem. And, you know, maybe you've outgrown that relationship if your partner can't accept you.
It goes both ways. But let's assume
that a partner who's at least accepting of what you're doing. Then work on yourself and be grateful that you have a partner who has the compassion and the love for you that supports you in whatever it is that you're doing.
What are some other ways we can begin to create the love that we want?
Well, I think learning to be selfless is a great tool in the process of spiritual awakening and the creation of love. There's a saying that the instrument is blessed by that which flows through it. So if you're praying for people and you're doing things that try to help
you, basically go out of your way to try and be kind, compassionate, serving, that will draw to you a divine response, because now you're an instrument that is an expression of that kind of love. And so the more
you can dedicate your life to getting out of yourself, don't get caught in your own ego and just your own desires. Think about other people. See what you can do to enhance the quality of other people's lives along with your own.
That is so important. I think a lot of times, especially if we're in relationship stress and conflict, we focus on what our partner is not doing or how they're not showing up for us or what I need, instead of what can I do? That selflessness. What can I do for them? Even though they might be the reason I'm frustrated or I feel frustrated, and taking that perspective and having it become instinctual through practice is going to I feel, lead to a lot less internal strife, and it's going to help the relationship.
I think it does, because it takes two to have a conflict. And so if you've got your ego out of the way, and if your partner says something to you that may even be hurtful, and you don't immediately have this knee-jerk reaction because you were hurt of being angry or saying something back that's hurtful to them, the potential problem can just kind of dissolve itself away. Doesn't mean that you allow people to abuse you or take advantage of you. That's not part of the spiritual path, is to become something that people can use and abuse. You want to have self-respect, but you also want to learn how to move beyond your ego. So in fact, those kinds of things just don't touch you in the way that they used to. They don't hurt you as much. And you don't have a desire to want to hurt back, because there's a realization that you can't win by hurting other people. So if you pray for somebody else, you're putting out a conscious thought that's filled with a positive intention. And so, because karma is real, what you put out comes back to you. The Bible says, what you sow, so shall you reap, that your intention to be a positive force in the world, to be centered and to be a vehicle for love and light, as you just walk around, you didn't have to say anything, just be a positive presence, it can have a strong impact on those around you. So in terms of being able to kind of deepen your capacity to love, to bring more love into your life, develop on a daily basis some kind of process that draws you within, connects you to your heart, work on deepening your relationship with God, ever how you conceive of that. Doesn't really matter what you think of it. But if you can get into a place where you're feeling love and peace and have that kind of well up within you, and to the point where there's so much within you that it goes out and it goes to all those people around you, it's a conscious way of walking in the world and being this loving presence that can have an uplifting positive effect on all those around you.
One of the ways I've tried to cultivate this recently, and I wouldn't say I have a spiritual practice, but it's something I would like to, and definitely this conversation is going to be some motivation to get started, but it's kind of a funny saying, but I'm too blessed to be stressed. And I've been thinking that because, you know, I've been dealing with some personal and relational things, and it's like, you can focus on what is wrong, and we definitely have a negativity bias a lot of times, or we can, or you can have gratitude and look at all the great things you have, whether it's with your partner or just in your life or both. And almost immediately I begin to feel better, and I'm not going down that spiral of look at everything that's wrong. Instead, it's like, look at everything that's right. How lucky I am. You know, if you're listening to this podcast, you're listening on an iPhone or a car radio. And just right there, that puts you kind of ahead of a vast majority of the 7 billion people on this planet, even though it doesn't feel like it maybe sometimes. And even that simple perspective can just shift everything. So I just wanted to mention that, because I thought of it, and I have the line, too blessed to be stressed. But it kind of makes me feel better of like, hey, quit focusing on the negative. You got a lot of things to be thankful for, and focus on that, and kind of the rest of the things will work themselves out.
You know, Chase, you're bringing up a very important point, and it's about gratitude. That the attitude of gratitude is another powerful tool if you want to work on your spiritual life. Because like you said, you see the results. That if you're grateful, one, it kind of takes you beyond your own ego. You know, you're grateful to the universe or whatever or whomever for the great stuff that's come into your life. And it automatically does uplift you. It, like you said, helps you focus on positive things as opposed to the negative. We have a choice. We can direct our mind and our thoughts on whatever we want. And if we choose to always be obsessed with what we don't have, it just creates a lot of pain and suffering and discontent. Typically, people don't enjoy being around people like that. If you focus on gratitude, there's a way that, as I think you know, it opens your heart and it also brings you a greater peace of mind because there's a contentment because you're so grateful for all the wonderful positive things that are in your life. And you say, well, I'm not on the spiritual path. Whatever you call it, you can hear it in your voice. You're kind, you're loving, you're present, you're peaceful. Those are spiritual qualities. However, how you got there, you know, past life work, you know, just came in, you know, and you're reaping the benefits of what you've done in past lives. These are spiritual qualities that help you feel better in everyday life. Nobody wants to suffer. We all want to get out of suffering. And gratitude is certainly a great mental tool to use in a moment-to-moment way to help uplift your consciousness. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Well, thanks for those words, Ron. And yeah, I mean, that's really what life and relationships are all about, are trying to cultivate what you mentioned earlier, this introspection and awareness so we can fully appreciate everything that's going on and then try to understand it for ourselves on the inside and better move through the world. And if we take a selfless approach and move through the world better for us, but for others too. And when everyone starts to do that, and or certainly the people in your life, or even if it just starts with yourself, there's a lot of power in knowing that you can create the change that you want. So thank you so much, Ron, for sharing these things. And it's really important reminder for myself and our listeners. Before we wrap up, is there anything that we skipped over or maybe that you want to emphasize about how to create the love that you want? And then we'll say goodbye.
Well, yes, I'd like to invite people to go to the website lovefactorinventory.com and take a look at this assessment, because it's a powerful way to begin this process. I also have certified some professional coaches who know how to use it. So if you wanted to talk to somebody about your results, there's people that you can talk to. So I would say go there, take a look at that. And that would be a very powerful and easily accessed tool to help you in your journey.
Excellent. Well, we'll have the links to your website in the show notes and on our website, idupodcast.com. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show today, Ron.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
As always, thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, all the links to the guest, as well as any of their recommendations, will be in the show notes page. You can find the link to that in the episode description or by going to idupodcast.com. Click on the podcast tab up at the top and you will have access to all the episodes that we've ever done. There are over 300 of them. And while you're on our website, if you haven't checked out our free 14-day Happy Couple Challenge, we really hope you do. It's a free email challenge that we send to you. It's 14 days of fun, easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And if you're looking for something that provides a little more help with working on your relationship, whether it's improving intimacy or communication with your partner, or just bringing the spark back, we would love for you guys to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. We're offering $100 off to all of our listeners if you go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. We've worked with over 15 psychologists and therapists to create the real life tools and strategies that they are teaching their clients. So we wanted to give them to you. It's a self-paced online course that can be done in as little as a month or up to 3 months. You can really decide how much or how little you want to do with your partner, or maybe just yourself. So we hope you guys check that out. It's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. Have a great day.